Thank you for calling Archel Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Abigail, my name is John Heppes, and I'm an investigator with the DA's office in Orange County here in New York. And on the 18th of this month, as well as yesterday, I sent I sent a subpoena, and yesterday I sent a reminder of the subpoena regarding response for an IP address, and I've yet to hear from anybody. So I'm wondering if you can help me out and put me in touch with whoever it is that I need to speak to regarding this subpoena that has not been answered yet.
All right, what I can do, I can have it escalated for you. I said I could have it escalated for you. May I ask which email address were you sending that over to?
I sent it to, hang on one second. Let me look that up. I thought on the 18th. Bear with me one second here. I sent it to abuse at archtopfiber.com. That was on the 18th at 4:28 p.m. And then I sent the reminder yesterday.
And you said you sent it to abuse at archtopfiber.com?
Yes, and actually I sent two on the 18th. The one on at 4:28, I think I had a spelling error, so I sent another one at 4:31 p.m.
All right, give me a moment. Could I get your name, please?
Sure, Investigator John Heppes, H-E-P-P-E-S.
And can I get a good call back number, John?
845-291-7601.
All right. So I think the fastest way to get an answer is usually once you do email customer service at arch.fiber.com, you usually have someone monitoring those emails and send over the request over to the required departments. I'm also going to do an escalation as well. Let them know that you did send out a subpoena to get an IP address that you sent.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. So I'll also do that for you as well and provide your name and your phone number. Just send over that same information over to customer service at arch.fiber.com as well, okay?
Okay, let me just look at one more thing to make sure that we're on the same page here. Yeah, arch.fiber, you have 216.6.185.115. And the response was yesterday. That's on the subpoena. So I just want to make sure that I don't need to send another one with a new response date because it's beyond the response date that's on the subpoena I sent on the 18th.
So you're saying that you're not able to send out another response?
No, because this one had to be signed by a judge. Okay, it's a non-disclosure order, which means that whoever that IP address belongs to is not supposed to be notified about it. For 90 days.
All right, but are you able to send all the subpoena to a different email address?
It'll have the same date on it, though, which was yesterday for the response date.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying? It's I can send it again. I just don't want an issue where it gets kicked back because the response date was yesterday. And again, the original one was sent on the 18th. And usually if there's an issue with the response date, you know, we get a letter, we get a phone call, hey, can you extend it, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't heard from anybody. And my direct line phone number, as well as the case number, as well as my email address, is on the subpoena.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and have it escalated. so that they can take a look. If you could also like send an email, you don't have to send the exact subpoena, but you can just tell them that you did send out an email over to abuse@archopfiber.com regarding a subpoena.
Okay, I'll attach it again and say this was sent on the 18th and I haven't received a response yet. Please advise.
Okay, yeah, no problem. That would be good.
Very good. Thank you very much. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.